Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 12, 1836, quite the extraordinary incident took place on the Belle Plaine Estate in St. Andrew. In 1836, the British West Indies were in a period of transition, with the complete abolition of slavery being an imminent event. As a result, all formerly enslaved individuals were undertaking a period of apprenticeship, whereby they were expected to work for 40 hours per week. If they worked overtime, they were to be paid for those hours. Such was to be the case on this particular day, which happened to be a Saturday, and was thus considered a day off for the apprentices. Called to work, they diligently carried out their tasks, which included cutting canes and feeding the mill. However, they did so with what was described as unusual order, going above and beyond what was expected of them. What was perhaps even more shocking was what occurred the following Monday. That morning, the overseer called upon these workers to pay them for Saturday's labor. Much to his surprise, each and every one of them refused the wage. According to the Barbadian newspaper, the laborers stated that they had dedicated their work to their good and humane master and therefore did not expect any reward for it. The master in question was Mr. William M. Morris, who was the owner of the estate. Just recently, he had advertised the estate for sale as he would be leaving for England. It seems that the remarkable gesture on the part of the workers was somewhat of a parting gift for the master who has shown such humanity to them. Due to his imminent departure, he was leaving the property in the hands of yet another good man, Mr. Rollins, for whom the apprentices would continue to work. The Barbadian newspaper admitted that such an exhibition of mutual respect between employers and employees during the period of enslavement was rare on the island, or perhaps less publicized. Either way, it was deemed necessary to shed light on this instance, as it was proof of the benefits to be garnered from fairness and humanity. The paper further admitted its hopes that with the atrocious system of slavery soon coming to an end, there would be a growing number of cases similar to that of Mr. Morrison and his apprentices. Although it took many decades for a vast improvement in employer-employee relations even after slavery was ended, a small glimpse of such was seen when the apprentice workers in Belle Plaine St. Andrew refused to take wages on this day, March 12, 1836.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.